morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical man. You study him hard and hoping to pass.
This week it was announced that five juniors at the magnet school, Whitney Young, scored a perfect 36 on their ACT test. It's the first time that that many scored perfect in one year at one school. Joining us to celebrate is one of the five Whitney Young students, Jack Fetch. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
This is fun. I'm so glad you're here. And I do want to mention the other four people who scored perfectly. It was Jake Garenrich, Sophie Young, Charles Nevins, and Dorothy Tarasol. Congratulations to all of you. To put this in perspective, my research says that only 0.1% or of the 2 million students who took the test received perfect scores. So you're in a very small group.
Yeah, you can say that. But it's definitely something that was possible because of the fact that we go to a school with such a supportive administration and staff that this is possible. So I really wouldn't view it as some sort of outlier, because if you know the culture at Whitney Young and you know how supportive the teachers and administration is, it's just sort of... It wasn't as big as a surprise as it could have been.
It's a great place to go, huh?
I love it there. It's a great school. I've been given so many opportunities there that I wouldn't have been able to get somewhere else. And I'm going to be sad when I graduate in June of 2019.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But let me ask you a sort of technical question. Do you think you scored a perfect score on the ACT because you knew more stuff like math and history and science and all those things? Or is it because you kind of knew how to study for it?
Oh, it purely came down to the format of the test. The thing about the ACT is that if everyone had an unlimited amount of time, I think 90-95% of people could get almost every math, reading, science, English question correct. The reason that the test is so hard is because of the fact that they make you answer 75 English questions in 45 minutes. They make you answer 60 math questions in 60 minutes. It's because it's the format of the test. So when I studied for the test, I started studying about a week and a half before the actual exam. I didn't learn any new grammatical concepts. I reviewed a couple, but I didn't, you know, learn any new math concepts. I didn't learn how to read a text differently. I didn't learn any new science concepts. I just became better at applying those concepts to the format of the test, which is basically just doing practice test after practice test in time conditions.
Now, having a perfect score, does that set you in a really good position to get into good colleges?
I don't want to deny that it definitely takes some pressure off the whole college application process.
Yes.
Junior year is always a stereotypically stressful year because you're trying to make sure that your test scores are where they need to be. But there's still so many other factors that come into play, what you do outside of school, the impact that you make on your school community, that I'm not going to place so much emphasis on one particular standardized
test.
And
your grades. And let me just say, your grades are pretty good, too. I think that you have a 4.0. You haven't had a B. When was the last time you had a B anywhere?
Probably while back, beginning sometime maybe early elementary school.
And so, but if you weight your GPA, meaning you take these classes that are a little more difficult, so they're weighted differently, your GPA is around 5.2.
Yes, it is.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. So where do you think you might want to go to college? What are some of the places that you're looking at? And what are your criteria for picking a good college?
Well, I love Chicago for sure, but I definitely want to go for the experience of getting to know a different city.
That's a great idea.
Again.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking towards the East Coast. I'd love to go to school in Boston, Philadelphia, or Washington, D.C. Those are the free cities that I'm really looking
at.
Is there
one beginning with an H that might interest you?
No particular school at this point. I'm going out to Boston over spring break to look at some schools, but I don't want to place so much emphasis on a particular school. There's so many great schools out there, and I'm excited to see where the application process takes me.
Well, and it's nice to be in your position, because it sounds to me that you have a really open door here to a lot of great opportunities. I know that parents do this. They get in their car with their kids, or they take a flight, and they map out the schools, and they make plans to meet with administrators, and they have programs where you can kind of get acquainted with the school. Is that what's going on? Or how many schools are you going to see, do you think, when you go out there?
Just a couple schools in particular. I just sort of planned it out myself, looking online. All these schools nowadays have so many resources available online for you to plan your own visit that it makes it really easy.
Now, being at Whitney Young, you tell me you really love being there, but is there pressure? I mean, when you're in a position where you haven't ever gotten a B in high school, that has to put pressure on you. Is it something that you're doing, spending a lot of time on homework, or are you having some fun too?
There's definitely a lot of late nights, but I think the aspect of pressure at Whitney Young isn't to the point that it's unbearable. It's totally possible to involve yourself in a lot of extracurriculars and clubs at the school. We have over 100 clubs and activities at Whitney Young that you can get involved in, and everyone there, every single stellar student there is involved in so many activities. You don't want to let your course load overwhelm your life by any means.
It sounds like you've got sort of a grip on the balance there. I know you are very involved in politics. Can you tell our listeners what you're doing now with politics?
I became a finance intern with Chris Kennedy's campaign for governor back in last May, and I've really enjoyed the whole experience over the past year or so. It's just really been a great opportunity. I've learned so much about the political process as a whole, and it's been a great thing to be a part of.
So you're in the finance. So what is it that you actually do?
Fundraising, basically.
Okay. And do you have an interest long term in perhaps going into politics?
I would say that whether I go into political science or not, the internship has just been an invaluable experience, and I'd recommend that every teenager out there, no matter if you want to do something in engineering or English or mathematics, hold a political internship for one summer. Learn about how the political process works. Learn about how the campaigns operate. It really exposes you to a lot about our political system, and it's just a great opportunity for every young person to get involved in. You learn so much about the city, the county, the state. It's just invaluable.
And it's energizing. Totally valuable. It's got to be energizing to be around campaigns, because it does take a lot of energy to get people excited and motivated, and I think that's what I'm hearing from you.
That's for sure. I would say that campaigns are definitely a very high-pressure environment, and Whitney Young has definitely prepared me for that.
Now, let's circle back to what may be your major in college. I mean, do you have an area of interest in particular, or a career path that you're very motivated about?
I'm really interested in finance and economics, so seeing potentially where something with that might take me.
Okay, but you're also very articulate. Not that one excludes the other, but with the right brain, left brain, it sounds to me like you're just as good with your verbal skills as you are with your math skills.
I wouldn't say that for sure. But,
I would.
Thank you. It's flattering.
I'd like to see you on this side of the microphone, actually. So let me just ask you, guns in schools, what's your thought? And I understand there's going to be a walkout this week, and I'd like to hear your thoughts about it coming from a high school student.
So one thing that I love about the culture at Whitney Young is we have an administration that's really supportive of student initiative, and we have a big group of students. A lot of my friends have expressed interest in organizing a school-wide walkout this Wednesday, sort of in the mid-late morning, for 17 minutes for each one of the victims in Parkland. And it's really an opportunity for the school community to come together to bring light to such an issue. A couple of our teachers appeared on CBS Chicago a couple weeks back and had great remarks about their position on guns in schools.
I'm very happy to see young people getting involved, because that's not always been the case, and I find it interesting. Whatever way you look at this issue, whatever your politics are, it's nice to see young people care about our future and what's going on, and I'm hearing that from you loud and clear, which is nice.
Thank you.
Jack Fetch, I'm really happy to meet you, and I have a feeling I'm going to meet you again someday. And I want to congratulate you on being one of the 5 Whitney Young students who scored perfect on the ACT. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Karen. It's been great to be on the air.
Have a great night.
You too.